Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. They're like a little cup. Tiny, about as big as the end of your finger and have a little cup. I mean, the berry, when you pull it off, looks like a little yellow cup thing. It's a berry, but I mean, it has a hole, a big hole in it, in the center. That's raspberries.
Okay.
And let's see, we had dewberries.
Mm-hmm.
They grow wild, and they are black when they're ripe. And they're they go if they're in a rich place, they go big as your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then the service berries is on bushes. And the hulls are on little trees, bushes.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, well, I'll have to ask.
And my husband.
Okay, any other way she'd refer to him? Maybe joking way?
The old man.
Okay. And,
some people do.
Yeah, he would say, I'd have to ask.
The boss. That's generally what he would say.
Okay.
I have to ask the boss or my wife.
Okay. And your father and mother are called your
parents.
Okay. A name that a child's known by, just in the family, maybe especially, not really a nickname, like a sort of a name that older people especially might call a little child.
Well, now, I have my niece's, one of her daughters was Sandra Margaret was her name. And so they didn't call her that very long.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it to Samar.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been called Samar ever since. Sandra Margaret.
Okay.
And I never heard that name, Samar, before.
No, I never heard that.
Well, is that an example you were thinking about?
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Baby carriage.
Okay. Does that have that hood thing over it?
Well, you know, I don't think they even have those now, but they used to.
Mm-hmm.
They may have in cities, I don't know, but around here you never see them because some were called perambulators of some, I think that was a name for some types. And then they had some made out of wicker, you know, and a fancy thing over there. And I've seen pictures of those, but the one that I really know something about, a neighbor right over here, had a little girl my age and a baby the age of my youngest brother. And they had what we called a baby carriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we would put those two babies in the carriage, and we would roll up and down the road to take care of them.
Yeah.
And one day, I found a pair of beads over in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who it belonged to, but I put them on and came to the house. Mama says, see nothing. What do you have Ann's beads on? Why do you have Ann's beads on? Did she give them to you? I said, no, I found them over there in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you doing with them on your neck? Why didn't you give them to her? I said, finders are keepers. Don't you know that? She says, no, I don't know that, and you don't either. You just march right back over there and tell her you found her beads and you give them to her. So I did. And she gave me a nice talk about people stealing and what Christ had said about people stealing and all that. And I never did steal anything else. And that way I didn't feel at that time that I was stealing anything.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know about people stealing.
Yeah.
I thought I'd found something.